Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're diving into the world of robots, get this, in textile manufacturing today.
Sounds pretty futuristic, right?
Yeah, you'd think an industry like textiles would have, I don't know, jumped on the robot bandwagon ages ago.
Oh, it's funny you say that. The Wall Street Journal actually pointed out the irony in an article.
Mm-hmm.
Textile manufacturing was an early adopter of automation, but it's been kind of slow to embrace, well, full-on robotics.
Huh, that is interesting. So, why hold up, what's the deal?
Textiles, they're tricky.
Tricky how?
Think about it. Fabric, it's dynamic, always moving, shifting, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine a robot trying to grip a piece of silk while it's like rippling and flowing.
Oh yeah, that's gotta be tough.
It's a programming nightmare. There's a great quote in that Global Textile Times article we're looking at today. It's called 9 Innovative Robotic Applications in Textile Manufacturing.
Get you.
Anyway, there's this guy, KP Reddy from Software Automation. He says, the material flows. Every time you touch it, it stretches differently and deforms differently.
Yeah, so it's not as simple as just programming a robot to pick up, say, a block of wood.
Exactly. It's like trying to build a house of cards on, I don't know, a roller coaster.
Whoa, okay. That paints a pretty vivid picture. So, with all that said, the article does mention 9 applications where robots are actually making headway.
Right.
What was the one that really stood out to you?
The one that I find super fascinating is 3D fiber structures.
3D fiber structures. Okay, break that down for me.
So basically, robots are building 3D textile structures, like layer by layer, with these polymer-coated fibers.
Wait, hold on. Robots building things layer by layer. Are we talking like 3D printing, but with fabric?
Bingo. You got it. That's exactly what makes it so cool. We're talking about creating really complex shapes and structures, like stuff that would have been impossible with, you know, traditional textile manufacturing.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me an example. What kind of stuff?
Well, just think about firefighting suits.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They could be lighter, stronger, more heat resistant, all thanks to this 3D fiber magic.
Wow, that's a game changer. Talk about a real world impact. What else could they make?
Oh, man, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This tech, it's got crazy potential. Sports apparel, you could have custom fit, breathable, impact resistant gear.
Right.
And in the medical field, 3D printed implants, scaffolds, you name it, all perfectly tailored to a patient's anatomy.
Okay, now I'm picturing a world of like custom fit everything. Sign me up.
Right.
But okay, let's get back to those 9 applications. What else did that Global Textile Times article highlight?
Well, there's this one that's almost replacing traditional sewing.
Really? What is it?
Laser welding.
Lasers. So no more needles and thread.
In some cases, yeah.
Wow. What are the advantages? Why lasers?
Well, for one, laser welding, it can create seams that are way stronger and more durable than what you get with traditional sewing.
Ah, interesting.
Plus, it's so much faster and you can create these like really unique designs that you just couldn't do with a needle and thread.
Oh, I see. So it's not just about like speed and efficiency, it's opening up all these new design possibilities.
Right. You can even weld different types of materials together, stuff you couldn't sew.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, what else is on this robot hit list?
So let's talk about some of the, I guess you could say, more traditional robot tasks. Things like pick and place.
Okay.
And machine tending.
Those sound, I don't know, kind of straightforward. What's so innovative about them in the textile world?
They might sound simple, but they're really key for automating the whole textile production line.
Right.
Like, take pick-and-place robots. They've got these custom grippers that can actually handle, you know, those finicky fabrics.
Right.
Moving them around with crazy accuracy for cutting, sewing, you name it.
So they're like tiny little fabric surgeons carefully manipulating each piece.
Pretty much.
That's pretty wild, considering how delicate some fabrics can be. And what about machine tending? What's the robot's role there?
With machine tending, robots are taking over those, you know, repetitive tasks like loading and unloading materials from the machines.
Oh, okay.
Which frees up human workers to do, you know, the more skilled tasks.
So less human tedium and more productivity all around.
Yeah.
I like it. But, you know, it makes me wonder, is there anything robots can't do in textile manufacturing?
Well, there are still some challenges, especially when it comes to tasks that really require that human touch.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like intricate hand stitching or those really nuanced design decisions.
Right, so maybe robots aren't taking over the fashion runways just yet.
Not quite.
But there's still a lot they can do.
Yeah.
This article from Global Textile Times has been really eye-opening.
It really is a great snapshot of how robotics is changing the game. like from the factory floor to, yeah, even the design studio. And we've really only just scratched the surface. And, you know, it's amazing how far things have come. Like, remember when we were talking about how textiles are, well, kind of a challenge for robots to handle?
Yeah, definitely.
So part of the solution is, well, the Global Textile Times article talked about this, simulations.
Oh, right. They can basically create like a virtual factory, right?
Exactly.
To see how these robots would actually perform in the real world. That's pretty smart.
It is. It's like a, I don't know, a dress rehearsal for robots. You know, engineers can test different scenarios, refine their programming, all before they actually let the robots loose on the factory floor.
So less trial and error, more hitting the ground running. Makes sense. I bet that makes a huge difference in terms of like cost and efficiency.
Oh, absolutely. And here's where it gets really interesting. Simulations, they're making robotics more accessible.
More accessible. To whom?
To smaller textile companies. You know,
wow.
They don't have to make these massive upfront investments in hardware just to, like, experiment and see how robots could fit into their, you know, their operations.
Oh, that's cool. So it's not just for the big guys anymore.
Exactly. It's becoming like more democratized, which is really exciting. Smaller businesses, they're often, you know, more agile, more innovative.
Right.
So they could actually be the ones who really push the boundaries of what's possible.
I love that. It's like a whole new wave of entrepreneurs armed with robots ready to disrupt the industry.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting a little carried away. But seriously, what's the big picture here? Is this all just about efficiency, like cost cutting? Or is there something, I don't know, something more to it?
I mean, well, there's definitely a big focus on efficiency. But it's not just about replacing, you know, human workers. Actually, one of the most interesting aspects is the potential for collaboration.
Oh, right. Like robots and humans working together.
Exactly. It's about leveraging, you know, the unique strengths of each. Robots, they're great at those, you know, repetitive, precise tasks. While humans, we bring the creativity, problem solving, that adaptability.
So robots handle the heavy lifting, literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
And humans can focus on the stuff that, you know, needs that nuanced touch.
That's a great way to put it. Think of it as augmenting, you know, human capabilities. Robots take on the tedious, you know, maybe even dangerous jobs.
Right.
And that allows us humans to focus on the, you know, more specialized and fulfilling roles.
Makes sense. It's like having a tireless, super precise assistant always by your side. So where do you see all this heading? What's the future of textile manufacturing with, you know, robots in the mix?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's hard to say for sure, but the possibilities are, they're pretty mind-blowing. One thing's for certain, robotics, it's not just changing how we make textiles, it's changing what we can make.
Yeah.
Like, remember those 3D fiber structures?
Yeah.
That's just one example of how, you know, robots are opening up these new avenues for design and innovation.
Totally. We're no longer limited by, you know, what our human hands can do.
Mm-hmm.
Robots are like, they're like tools that expand our creative horizons.
Yeah.
What other innovations are you kind of keeping an eye on?
Well, there's a lot of buzz around smart textiles.
Smart textiles.
Yeah. Like, imagine fabrics that can, you know, sense and respond to their environment. Or even self-repair, robots could play a huge role in manufacturing, you know, these futuristic materials.
Okay, now that sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
I know, right?
Adaptive clothing, self-healing fabrics, what's next? Robots that can tell you when your outfit clashes.
Haha, maybe.
Yeah.
But jokes aside, the implications go way beyond fashion.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You know, think about medical textiles that can, I don't know, monitor vital signs or even deliver medication.
Mm.
Or sportswear that can, you know, regulate body temperature and, like, boost performance.
Okay, now you're really getting my imagination going. It's like, robots aren't just changing the textile industry. They're potentially changing how we interact with the world around us, like,
sure,
through the clothes we wear, the materials we use.
Exactly. It really speaks to the broader impact of robotics, you know?
Yeah.
And while we've been, you know, focusing on textile manufacturing today, this technology it's making waves everywhere.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm already thinking about, you know, healthcare, agriculture, construction, like the possibilities seem endless.
They really do. And that's what's so exciting about this moment in time. You know, we're witnessing the dawn of a new era of robotics.
Mm.
And it's up to us to shape its future.
It's both exhilarating and and a little bit daunting, isn't it?
Totally.
You know, we're stepping into uncharted territory here.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many questions to ponder.
Absolutely. And speaking of questions, you know, we've talked a lot about the benefits of robots.
Right.
But, you know, what about the potential downsides? I think that's something our listeners might be wondering about.
Yeah, that's a really important point. Let's unpack that a bit. We've been talking about all the cool stuff robots can do.
Yeah.
But we should probably, I don't know, address the elephant in the room, right?
The potential downside.
Exactly. I mean, are robots going to put people out of work? That's the big question.
It's a valid concern, for sure. And, you know, the article we were looking at, the Global Textile Times one, it doesn't really dive too deep into that side of things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, automation can lead to job displacement, especially for those in, you know, more repetitive manual roles.
So what happens to those workers?
Well, ideally, we would see a shift towards, you know, retraining and upskilling, like preparing those workers for roles that require those uniquely human skills.
Yeah.
You know, the creativity, the critical thinking, the problem solving.
The stuff robots can't do, basically.
Right. But the question is that actually happening? Are companies, you know, are they investing in their workforce in that way?
Good point.
It's a mixed bag, honestly.
Right. Yep.
Some companies are really embracing this shift. They're prioritizing retraining programs, but others are, well, they're kind of lagging behind.
So there's a responsibility here.
Absolutely.
For companies, for policymakers, to make sure, you know, that this transition is, well, as smooth and equitable as possible.
I completely agree. We need to be proactive in addressing this potential job displacement issue. We need to invest in, you know, education, training, programs that really equip workers for those jobs of the future.
Yeah, it sounds like this whole robot revolution is like making us rethink, you know, the very nature of work. What other concerns are there?
Well, another one is, you know, the potential for increased economic inequality.
Oh.
If the benefits of automation are mostly going to, you know, a small group of companies or individuals, well, that could just make existing disparities even worse.
That's a crucial point. We have to make sure these benefits are shared, you know, widely, that everyone has a chance to participate in this new economy.
Exactly. And that brings us to, you know, another thing to think about, the ethical implications of robotics.
Right.
As these machines get more and more sophisticated, it raises all sorts of questions: accountability, bias, even the potential for misuse. Like, it's something we have to be really careful about.
So it's not all, you know, sunshine and rainbows. As we embrace these advancements, we've got to be mindful of the potential downsides. Make
Yeah.
sure we're developing and deploying these technologies, you know, responsibly.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
It's a balancing act for sure. We embrace the innovation, but we also have to safeguard, you know, human values and ensure a just and equitable future for everyone.
Well said. You know, we started with these 9 ways robots are changing textile manufacturing, but we ended up exploring like these much bigger questions about the future of work, the economy, even ethics.
It's funny how these things happen.
It is. It is. This has been, I don't know about you, but I found this incredibly insightful. And I think you've given our listeners a lot to think about. So,
yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into, you know, the world of robots in textile manufacturing, what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
The one key takeaway.
That's a good question. I think the biggest thing to remember is that we're at this really pivotal moment in history. Robotics is transforming industries like textile manufacturing in these really profound ways. And it's up to us, all of us, to shape its future. We need to be responsible, you know, make sure its benefits are shared. We all have a part to play in this.
Couldn't agree more. So keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep that curiosity burning bright. Until next time, everyone.